give you this presentation on behalf of Sandra Garcia, who couldn't make it today. I will show you the results of the Population Council study concerning the use of magnesium sulfate for preeclampsia and eclampsia in Mexico. Well, I'll tell you first a little bit about maternal health in Mexico in general and about preeclampsia and eclampsia and the drug magnesium sulfate. And then I'll tell you about the results and conclusions of our three complementary studies. Mexico has a high prenatal care coverage of 86%. However, the national maternal mortality rates are still quite high, with 63.4 deaths per 100,000 live births in the year 2005. So there is a need for strengthening evidence-based obstetric practices. As you can see on this map, the maternal mortality ratio varies per state. The far northern states and the southern states are poorer, and therefore they have higher maternal mortality rates. Preeclampsia and eclampsia are the leading causes of death in maternal death in Mexico. They account for 26% of all maternal deaths. Preeclampsia is a multi-system disorder of pregnancy and is characterized by raised blood pressure and proteins in the urine. Eclampsia is the occurrence of one or more seizures in patients with preeclampsia. However, a woman can die from both due to organic failure, so you can both die from preeclampsia and eclampsia. Well, the drug magnesium sulfate is the standard of care for severe preeclampsia and for eclampsia. Several large clinical trials have indicated that magnesium sulfate has significantly higher rate of producing convulsions in maternal death compared to other anticonvulsants such as phenytoin and diazepam. So, besides, it's very cheap. It's a cheap drug, and in Mexico, it's widely available. The drug is included in the National Mexican Guidelines for the Treatment of Preeclampsia and Eclampsia, and also in the Essential Drug List, of which you can see copies on this slide. However, magnesium sulfate is not widely used for preeclampsia and eclampsia. So besides that preeclampsia and eclampsia is leading cause of maternal mortality and the gap between the official guidelines and the use of recommended drug, well, we decided to do a study on this because it also is a response to the Millennium Development Goals. We did three complementary studies. The first was a review of the maternal mortality charts in Mexico City, which in itself is a state. We did surveys on knowledge and use of magnesium sulfate among physicians in Mexico City, and we did in-depth interviews with key informants. I will show you only the most important results of each study due to time constraints. The first study, which was the chart review of maternal mortality deaths. There were 167 maternal deaths in 2005 in Mexico City in total, of which 49 were due to preeclampsia and eclampsia, and most occurred in public hospitals. We excluded 18 cases from analysis because they had no clinical information, so we had 31 charts left, of which in 17 cases magnesium sulfate was used in these patients, often together with phenytoin or diazepam. This accounts for 55% of the cases. This is some data on the second study. We send out 200 questionnaires to physicians. 113 were responded. They were self-administered questionnaires in public hospitals in Mexico City, and most respondents were men and gynecologists, and also the great majority worked in teaching hospitals. Well, when we asked them what their drug of choice was for preeclampsia and eclampsia. And 79% they answered it was magnesium sulfate for preeclampsia, and 46% said it was their drug of choice for eclampsia. So these figures are a little bit higher than in the first study. And here again, you can see that phenytoin was the second drug of choice. This is about the third study. We did in-depth interviews with 11 key informants from the academic community and some Ministry of Health officials and well-known physicians. And they agreed that there are a few gynecologists that follow the national guidelines for preeclampsia and eclampsia, and that magnesium sulfate is not as much used as it should be. They also said that there's probably a higher level of use of magnesium sulfate in Mexico City compared to other states in Mexico. We asked them what they thought the main barriers are for the use of magnesium sulfate, and they mentioned firstly drug-related barriers, so fear of side effects of magnesium sulfate, and the fact that intramuscular administration is not possible due to the large fluid quantity, and the belief that if the blood pressure of a woman is under control, that magnesium sulfate would not be necessary anymore. Furthermore, they said that physicians often do what they learned from their school, from their professors, or that they do what has worked for them in their own experience, and that's often the use of phenytoin. Furthermore, there is also, the key informant said there was a lack of knowledge on the use of magnesium sulfate. Physicians or gynecologists would not have time to update their knowledge because they often have two or three jobs. And there is not sufficient access to evidence-based knowledge because there are often no updated libraries or no access to internet. There would be also no adequate training in the use of magnesium sulfate or little contact with the academic world, especially in rural areas. So, the conclusions. Well, there are still many barriers to the use of magnesium sulfate for preeclampsia and eclampsia. And there seems to be a discrepancy between the actual and self-reported use of the drug, which could be explained by the fact that the gynecologists of the second study were all from public hospitals and also from teaching hospitals, where there might be a better follow-up of the national guidelines. But it could also be that as they were self-administered questionnaires, they are reporting higher uses of magnesium sulfate, but that they don't use it in the actual practice. Another conclusion was that the magnesium sulfate seems to be more commonly used in severe preeclampsia compared to eclampsia, and that phenytoin is still very common in Mexico. So the next steps, actually these three studies were pilot studies for, that will be the basis for a research proposal that Population Council is developing, in which we will try to document the barriers to the use of magnesium sulfate in a more systematical way, and in which we will design and test different intervention strategies in order to improve the use of magnesium sulfate for preeclampsia and eclampsia, and thus prevent unnecessary internal death. Well, I would like to thank the Population Council colleagues and the Ministries of Health of Mexico City and the Federal Ministry of Health, and well, thanks to you.
One question for Marika or any
Sorry? barrier for the transport because there is a delay. Often there is a delay between the woman actually goes to a health center in a rural area. The health center is very small. There are often no doctors and no physicians. So the time that passes from that they transport her from that health center to a level hospital. There, this problem occurs because then they cannot do something quickly. Yeah.
The barriers that you mentioned from the key informant interview seem to be rather structural barriers, kind of things that are institutional barriers, not having up-to-date information, time, training sessions, etc. Is this something that you've seen repeated in previous literature, and are there any efforts that could possibly be made to institutions?
Yeah, that's true. The barriers are, or part of the barriers are structural, and there are drug-related barriers. In the literature, you see these barriers, but you also see, like, for example, that there are no, that magnesium sulfate is not even included in the national guidelines. So you could say that in Mexico, actually, there is an ideal situation because politics recognize that it is a problem and that they should use magnesium sulfate, but the physicians just don't do it.
Any questions for any of our presenters? Thank you. like to thank our presenters.